Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord. And I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and will bring you to Zion. Verse 15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah in this passage is talking about how the nation of Israel has fallen into sin. He says they've fallen into sin so bad because they have gone out and started worshiping and devoting their lives to other idols and other gods and things like that. And he says that because of this, you have played the harlot. You are acting as though you're an adulteress. And he says that I'm going to give you a chance to come back and have fellowship with me again. And he says, whenever I do this, I'm going to give you pastors. He's going to give them pastors after his heart, that they're going to feed him. They're going to feed the nation. And he's saying this because he loves them and because he has mercy upon them, even though they slipped up. And can I just say, I'm so thankful tonight that we have a pastor that's a man of God. He ain't perfect, but he tries every single day to open this book and to preach it to us. He lives right. He does right. And I'm so thankful that instead of the judgment of God falling upon us by giving us some type of heretic or some type of woman preacher, he decided to give us a man of God that will preach the word of God, and he will just go and he will be there for you. And it's because of God's love toward us and God's mercy that he has given us not just Preacher Rochester, but Preacher Jackie as well. He's given us pastors for this. You see, pastors are a gift to you. Pastors are for us, for our well-being, and we should honor the man of God for that. He was sent here. Not, yes, we voted him in, but he was sent here by God. And we should honor that, and we should give honor where honor is due. It's the favor of God upon us that he has done this for us. And so the title of the sermon that we're all going to preach is Pastors After God's Own Heart. And so my time is up, and so, Stephen, you go first.
As if preaching ain't scary enough. Preach at random.